This is BOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting via remote. A joint session of the U.S. Congress certified President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College win earlier this morning, several hours after supporters of President Donald Trump stormed the U.S. Capitol in an attempt to overturn Biden's win. Biden topped the 270 electoral vote threshold to become president and Kamala Harris vice president. President Trump issued a statement that he disagrees with the outcome of the election and the facts bear him out, but there will be an orderly transition of power on January 20th when Biden and Harris are sworn into office. The president did not say if he will attend the inauguration ceremony. On Wednesday, Trump stirred up the protesters at a rally near the White House before his followers rushed the Capitol, many vandalizing the building. Amid the chaos, a California woman was shot and killed inside the Capitol, and the circumstances of the incident are under investigation. Three other people died in apparent medical emergencies. Several police were injured in the clashes, and dozens of people were taken into custody. President-elect Joe Biden condemned the protesters storming the Capitol, calling their action an assault on the most sacred of American undertakings, the doing of the people's business. Meantime, Facebook and Twitter suspended President Trump from their platforms Wednesday after his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol. Twitter locked out his account for 12 hours and said that future violations, including repeating falsehoods about the integrity of the presidential election by Trump, could result in permanent suspension. Facebook and Instagram, which Facebook owns, followed in the evening, announcing they wouldn't be able to post any of Trump's information for 24 hours. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Washington is considering sanctions and other restrictions on those involved in the arrest of more than 50 people in Hong Kong this week, and warned it could target the territory's economic and trade offices here in the United States. Pompeo also said he was appalled by the arrest of an American citizen as part of Wednesday's crackdown. The United States will not tolerate the arbitrary detention and harassment of U.S. citizens, according to Pompeo. Hong Kong arrested 53 people in the Don raids in the biggest crackdown since China last year imposed a security law, which opponents say is aimed at squashing dissent in the former British colony. President-elect Biden tapping Merrick Garland, a federal appellate judge whom Republicans snubbed for a seat on the Supreme Court in 2016, as the Attorney General to lead the country's Justice Department and his new administration, according to Biden's aides. If confirmed by the Senate, Garland will immediately face one politically sensitive case, a current criminal tax investigation into Biden's son Hunter, as well as demands from some Democrats to pursue investigations into Trump's action as president after he leaves office in 2 weeks and is no longer immune from possible prosecution. The European Union's Executive Commission has given the green light to Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine, providing the 27-nation bloc with a second shot to use in a desperate battle to tame the virus that's rampaging across the continent. Wednesday's decision came against a background of high infection rates in many EU countries and strong criticism of the slow pace of vaccinations across the region of some 450 million people. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson told Parliament Wednesday that the government had no choice but to return to a national lockdown, as health officials estimate that one in every 50 people in the nation have had COVID-19 in the last week. Johnson said the plan is for the lockdown to last until the end of March, but with a mid-review in February. He said the lockdown is an effort to slow the spread of the virus while the country is accelerating its vaccination program. Under the latest lockdown, schools, outdoor facilities, bars, restaurants, hair salons, gyms, and theaters, and most shops are closed. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, via remote. This is VOA News.